Welcome to the Kadagalam Project. I'm your host, Chaiting Ye. Today, we have a special treat for you. Taiwan has always been many things to many people, and perhaps no one can confidently say that they understand all of Taiwan. It is an ancestral homeland, a refuge, and a launching pad. Its people have struggled with each other and with rulers from the outside. It's the backdrop of epics about democracy and national pride, but also the place for family, heritage, and hope. Today on our show to tell us about her film and upcoming art tour is director and screenwriter Victoria Lin Chong, a filmmaker and artist who's had a long career in theater and the movies, including founding the theater and film company Direct Arts. Her latest project is a documentary called Almost Home Taiwan, and a tour called Art for a Free Taiwan, featuring artwork in the style of resistance movement posters. Okay, I should probably just let her tell you more about them. So we have Victoria on the show, and Victoria, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'm so very glad to be part of this show. I guess I can tell you a little bit about Art for a Free Taiwan. The idea began with a film that I'm working on, a documentary about Taiwan's democracy. And I was inspired by another film where the filmmaker, she said that she grew the audience for her film by promoting the cause that the film was about. So that was my original idea, was how do I go about promoting this film and also grow the audience for Taiwan's democracy. Thinking about it, I realized that, there's a way of coalescing people around art. And I really do feel like Taiwan's issues are so very interesting and important that it's a good idea to try to spread it beyond the immediate audience of Taiwanese people who already know about it. So getting beyond that to the artists and the activists who have the biggest reach and the loudest voices.
I see.
That was the idea.
I see. That is really interesting. So what form would this art tour take? And you said there are other artists that would be involved in having their artwork in this tour. And it would be artists painting and making artwork in the style of resistance posters. So posters that rally people to a resistance cause. So can you talk a little bit more about the artists that are involved and also where the tour is going to be?
So I grew up, I was born in the East Village. And it's always been this very big hotbed of the arts and activism and also immigrant communities. So I happen to know a lot of artists, and particularly political artists. And I've always loved the political artwork that came out of the Spanish Civil War, out of the student movement of 1968 in Paris, and the United Farm Workers movement, just to name a very few. So I thought that it would just be so fantastic to get artists to create artwork in that kind of style, the, in-your-face protest art. Like today we have Banksy and, some other artists that are quite well known. That would say keep Taiwan free and perhaps, would get some other people interested in the subject of Taiwan, just even to get them to question, right, Taiwan and freedom and, what does that mean? Just to open up a discussion. So I have six, so far, a commitment from five, actually, sorry. We have six posters so far, but we have a commitment from five really amazing artists. Two of them are regular contributors to the New York Times, Luba Lakova and Nicole Shulman. We have Peter Cooper, who draws Spy versus Spy for Mad Magazine. We, of course, have a Taiwanese illustrator, Wang Lewei. And then there's also Mac McGill, who's quite well known in the activist art circles. He is part of the Umbrella Squat in New York City and part of the World War III Art Collective. I'm really excited because they're all really different styles. but all like really fantastic. And I've given them all a crash course on Taiwan history and also, you know, Taiwan symbolism. So, and, you know, they're sending their first drafts to me to look at, so I can tell them if, you know, there's something a little bit off. For instance, Nicole, she just sent me this amazing design using Matsu.
But she,
yeah, and it's going to be gorgeous. But, and, you know, Taiwan mountains in the background. But she put a pagoda in the background. So I had to tell her that there's nothing really in Taiwan that looks like that. So little things like that, you know, just to make it so that, because it's such an obscure topic, even to Taiwanese Americans.
Sure.
Definitely, yeah, it would, you know, I just wanted to pass it, you know, want them to pass it by me so I could just say, okay, this is definitely not a Taiwan thing.
I see.
But beyond that, they have complete creative freedom to choose whatever they like and talk about Taiwan's freedom visually in whichever way they think is most effective.
Oh, wow. I mean, I was going to ask if you can give us a little bit of a preview as to maybe one or two of what the posters might look like. But I mean, the Matsu theme sounds really interesting because I don't think anybody much thinks of Matsu and, you know, sort of traditional religion in Taiwan as connected to politics.
And Matsu to me is so deeply Taiwanese. There's so many temples dedicated to Matsu I mean, yeah, sure, of course, it's originally came over the water from China, but I mean, in China, they don't have as many temples as they do in Taiwan. So yeah, that was one of the suggestions I made. I made an ideas page. I put it up on, I made it into a wikis page that they could take a look at. So Matsu was an idea. Of course, the Taiwanese lily was an idea. You know, the mountains, the sacred trees. I mean, these things that to me are very, very much a part of Taiwan. So we have Nicole Shulman. She's doing something with Matsu. And then we have Josh McPhee, whom I forgot to mention. And he's actually really important, too. He's the head of a interference archive, which is basically an archive of resistance art. He's edited two or three volumes of resistance art and illustrated Howard Zinn's complete, you know, People's History of the United States. So Josh, he's already created his. There's one that's, for some reason, he was taken by that whole the whole strawberry movement. So there's this one with strawberries. And then there's one with the indigenous people. You're seeing an old photograph of that. Yes.
Okay. So as we understand, the art tour is part of the also to promote your documentary Almost Home Taiwan. And just watching the trailer, you definitely get the sense of, you know, very personal stories of family and visiting, you know, relatives, and then the very abstract political questions of not just politics, but, you know, identity and all that. So how was the process of making that film like, and how was the process like for putting those two ideas side by side in the same movie?
The film actually started off being a very simple idea of following my family. We landed in Kaohsiung, so going from Kaohsiung to Taipei, and particularly my father, who had not been back since 1986. So the original idea was this very short film that would just basically contrast Taiwan of 2008 with Taiwan of 1986. But quickly I realized that unless you had an actual, you know, historical context, so it ballooned from this family road trip, which I still think is a great way of, you know, introducing the audience, a wider audience who may not be so familiar with Taiwan, with what makes Taiwan so beautiful and so special. You know, the mountains, the fog in the mountains, the hot springs, the night markets. So we go to all of those places. But then there was historical context, because history is everywhere. You can't escape history. So, you know, we're in Beigang, where my mother's from, and we see a air raid shelter, you know, and so then that leads to a conversation about World War II. Or, you know, we are in Taipei and we go visit the 228 Museum there, you know, and that's about 228, that section. But it's also that, you know, 228 was a forbidden topic. So it's like that. It's using the family as a window or a gateway, you know, into a deeper examination of Taiwan, and particularly the way that Taiwan's history and its identity has been obfuscated for various political reasons for the last 50 or 60 years.
Sure. Wow. That is actually very moving. I mean, I definitely see, you know, when you say history is everywhere, yet it's nowhere because of people trying to hide it from, you know, for various political reasons.
Yeah, and it's there if you just look. I mean, I love that. Oh, I love, like, you know, that the architecture of Taiwan, you know, if you really looked, you know, sure, there's the old Qing dynasty from the 1800s, you know, in some small towns, but there's also plenty of Japanese era buildings, you know. A lot of them are all in disrepair, but they're there. And so it's different layers to me, you know. And then, of course, you know, the ramshackle buildings that came in the 1960s, you know, that's the newest layer. But yeah, it's like this little archaeological dig, you know, right there in front of you.
There's a question. I mean, you grew up, as you said, in New York, in the East Village, and then went into theater and art and, you know, production. And most of that here in American theater wasn't directly related or in any way related to Taiwan or Asia at all. So how did you end up going to Taiwan and to sort of your personal family history as a sort of topic for your production and for your expression?
That's actually kind of interesting and roundabout because, you know, quite obviously, everything you do is informed by your own experiences. And even though, yeah, I started off as an actor and a producer, and nothing I did had anything to do with Taiwan. Still, you know, the whole experience of growing up speaking a language that was banned, you know, and in a different way, you know, the whole immigrant experience, that's always informed my work in some way, this whole outsider perspective. I came to this particular project because I had this huge tax return and I thought, I want to go back to Taiwan. I haven't been there in so very long. And I was going to take my boyfriend who had never been there, and my son, of course. And my boyfriend said to me, well, we can't go back without your mother. So, you know, I ended up talking to my mother who said, well, we can't go back without your father. So then all of a sudden I was like, oh no, you know, I've got like this huge trip planned, you know, what started off being this teensy like idea of, oh, let's go back for 2 weeks, you know, became like, oh, let's go back with the entire family for a month and a half, you know. And to justify my expenses, you know, I ended up like, it's going to make an art project out of this. So that was like the first thing for this particular film. But I'd already started, like, you know, writing some stuff. I wrote this short play about my father. That's sort of around, you know, that song Sukiyaki, that Japanese song. Yeah, I mean, that it's also like this. I don't know why, but it's a big part of like Taiwanese culture, Sukiyaki, that particular song. So yeah, I ended up writing something about that, and then about my grandmother's funeral, which was this wacky experience. I wrote something about that as well. So it sort of has vaguely crept in, and I've realized that it's such a rich subject, actually. That, yeah, there's room for all kinds of, you know, different explorations. I have a new idea for another documentary now, and that's about my grandfather, who was drafted into the Japanese army and then disappeared in Malaysia. Yeah, that's my next idea, is just to find my grandfather. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's that whole thing about your history informing who you are, and Taiwan being something that is so enigmatic, you know, yeah. And it seeps into everything you do, actually, this whole enigma of that, and the whole thing of this whole question of Taiwan. I mean, the mystery of it, you know, and the question of who you are then, and the question of how you relate to the rest of the world. I mean, that to me is something that, you know, Taiwan is trying to figure out as well. And then in some way, I think many Taiwanese people, you know, are also struggling with that particular idea, especially if you're also, you know, an immigrant or children, a child of an immigrant in America. You know, it's like, it's this question of who are you and where exactly do you come from? What is exactly the past, you know, especially when they won't talk about it.
I think it's definitely a topic that should get talked about, but in you know, various different medium, you know, ways and formats.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the arts hasn't been tapped so much. You know, the Taiwanese are, I mean, really fantastic at rallying, you know, the public and all the protests, demonstrations and the petitions and the et cetera. But as far as artwork, you know, it's not as familiar, it feels like, you know, among the Taiwanese activists. And art is powerful. Art, you know, if you want people to actually sympathize with you, to actually empathize with you when they are not Taiwanese, you know, when they've never even been there, and they don't know anything about it, well, then, you know, the only way to do that is through the arts, is through, you know, a film where they identify with the subject, or, you know, a painting or a poster or whatever that gets them to ask questions, you know? So that's the idea, is I'm also hoping that within the Taiwanese community, there will be a greater interest in the arts and a great recognition of the importance of the arts. I mean, that's just is very personal to me, simply because, you know, I come from this very traditional Taiwanese family where it's always been like, you know, what am I doing with my
right.
life? Why am I
an
yeah.
Totally, I can totally relate.
Yeah, you know.
I see. Which is to say that if you are listening to this, you should definitely plan to go check out Victoria's art exhibition when it comes to your city. So it'll be in New York, Boston, San Francisco, and maybe in the Northeast.
Seattle or Portland, yes. Yeah, I guess
the
I
Northwest,
did say that.
I mean. Uh-huh.
We're trying to travel and promote the film and, you know, put up an art exhibit to, like, grow the movement. Yes.
I see. So again, if you'd like to know more about Victoria's Art for a Free Taiwan tour, and especially if you would like to lend a hand, should definitely go and search for Art for a Free Taiwan on Indiegogo. That's Indiegogo. And so she has a funding campaign there. If you'd like to also watch a trailer for her movie, that's you can find that you can find that at almosthometaiwan.wordpress.com. So that's all the time we have for today. But Victoria, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me.
And we can't wait to go see the exhibit when it comes to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thanks so much.